Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. This hour, sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings in seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. Herb in the Northeast, is he going to Popeyes? You should. What's up, Herb?
What's up there, bro? Listen, I just want to say one last thing for the Phillies, okay? Mm-hmm. You know they were going to get rid of anybody who was going to happen on Friday. So everything he said yesterday, I caught most of it, but there was a few minutes or so that I didn't. I definitely expect them to make a couple deals for some better pitching in the bullpen, lefty-righty, whatever. I expect them, okay, Andrew Painter to giving him a shot.
Andy.
Okay.
Yeah, he goes by Andy now, Herb. Andy Painter.
I know Andrew Painter is he's
Andy.
He's pitching. Herb
just flexed on you.
He threw a couple of
Andy. But go ahead, yep.
Might be this weekend or Monday or something. They're going to probably stretch him out to, you know, see if he can pitch four innings or whatever, you know, maybe in November, because that league plays all the way into December. But hopefully this kid could be one of the pitchers when we come up, you know, come back from Clearwater in late March. So I'm hoping that this kid could make it. They got a lot of money that they gave out for this kid, and hopefully he can make it. The Eagles, man. Okay, did you watch that Detroit-Dallas game?
I did, yes.
Okay, I watched the whole game. It was unbelievable the way they were going up and down the field. Of course, Dallas got some issues or whatever. But look at the offensive plays, the gadget plays. Look how they run people in motion, right, left, how they get the fullback. Is in there.
That's some good coaching. They've got good coaching there. Ben Johnson.
They use him as a tight end slash fullback. They did a little bit of everything. They had that one pass that was went to one wide receiver, and then they flipped it. It was like a triple flea flicker. And then Goff got it back and threw it downfield, and the guy caught it.
Wide open.
They wide
easy.
Open. Yeah, they
easy.
Had Dallas all. And take all these plays. So when this way, when we play Dallas, we can throw some of these plays at them. You understand? When we play down there in the Big D, and we play back here. So, you know.
Herb, what are you up to today?
I'd like to see them open up the playbook this week against the Giants. And put up in the 30s.
Yes. Well, that'd be great. I mean, like, good luck with that. Herb, what are you doing today? Okay.
What's that?
You working today?
Yeah, I'm heading down to South Street to see something. But
see something.
I'm working. I'll be over there about 3:30, but I don't get on until 6 o'clock with the new little electric vehicle that we got.
Oh, they got electric.
You driving electric cars now?
Yeah, we got a 5-seater electric car plus the driver. It's really cool looking. It looks like a golf cart that's all enclosed.
How about that?
A golf cart.
You know, from the rain or the snow, but it don't have no heat and no.
Oh, you got to bundle up then, Herb, when it gets cold out.
And no air conditioning. So we're going to be bundling up during the winter. You got that right.
You're darn right, Herb. Good talking to you. So he wants to take the flea flickers from the Lions and use them against the Cowboys.
Yeah, that might work. I mean, but this is a copycat league, to be totally honest. And that might be something that, you know, we'll look at as we get closer to that game.
Can we just have the offensive coordinator from the Lions? Can we just take that guy?
I mean, that would be nice. I don't think he wants to leave Detroit, though.
Not yet, he hasn't, right? He turned down the Commanders, turned down the Panthers.
It don't sound like he wants to leave there. I think he has a good thing in Detroit. Well, and maybe, you know, everybody's not set out to be a head coach.
I totally agree with that. But at some point, he's going to take a job, I think.
I feel like if he knew what Washington was about to get in Daniels, he'd be running over
there. Yeah, I think he made a mistake on that one. Terrence in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
I want to talk about the Phillies a little bit first. Mm-hmm. And the press conference. To me, it was pretty stale. Like you guys said, it was pretty much a shrug of the shoulders saying, yeah, we got good players, but do you have good players? Do you have average players or do you have good players? To me, if you're going to run the thing back, it's going to be the same thing. Like, who's going to be the guy in the postseason to change the approach to the plate? Who's going to be that guy? Are we going to make some changes to the roster? I don't want to hear about all the other teams batting average in the playoffs when the fact of the matter is you guys aren't hitting or not, you're not scoring any runs. You look at the Dodgers and the Mets. These guys are putting up numbers. Eventually, I heard him say the other day, if you notice the games that we've been in the playoffs, nobody was scoring runs. Yeah, but eventually you have those games when you have to score runs if you want to win a game. So I feel like you just run this thing back, and I feel like a lot of players these days, and to me a lot of owners and GMs too, they're complacent with losing. Like, I don't know what this is about. To say, okay, we lost, let's run it back, let's give Todd one more year. It's like deja vu. And eventually, they're going to lose the fans. They're going to start those little sellout crowds that were having. They're going to go away too. And I want to touch on Nick Sirianni. This guy is a joke. He's like the kid in the classroom where you're playing Duck, Duck, Goose, and you always took the same person. You had him running around all the time. He's the goose. But Sirianni, man, like, he talks all day and he said the same stuff. He's trying to sound smart in his press conference. I don't want to hear about nobody else, folks, or all this other BS. When the fact that I heard Elliot come on here and say, we got to lay off of Nick? How? Like when you're losing, you put a product on the field and it's garbage, we're going to get on you. The fact of the matter is, the offense looks stale. It looks the same as it has been the last two or three years. And where it's like backyard football where, okay, we don't get a first down, let's throw it up to AJ. So I heard Chuck saying it earlier. We're just throwing it up, hoping we get a play. Like, and even Herb hit on it earlier, a couple seconds ago. Game one, we had motion. Then we had motion in the offense on our first game of the season.
Yeah, it did look different that first game. It's diminished. They had their guys back this week, Terrence. Like, it's one thing when they didn't have all their guys. Then it was like, all right, maybe they're just dumbing it down because these are backups in and they don't know the full scope of it. But that's not the case this week, Terrence, and they still didn't do much of it. All right, we appreciate your phone call. One thing Terrence said there made me think of something.
What do you make think of, John?
Well, Dombrowski sitting up there, you know, and Dombrowski's like the opposite of Sirianni in a press conference. He's very buttoned up. He's like political. He gives off a I'm smart vibe.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. I think he is smart. I think we have too many smart people in sports.
Well, you have.
Like, we need someone to just like say, hey, we stunk in October. We got to make changes. Instead of like, hey, actually, if you look at this, we weren't that bad.
Related.
No one wants
to
hear
somebody
that.
Somebody relatable. That you can relate to.
I need a common sense person within every franchise to say, yeah, I get it, numbers people. This stunk.
Most numbers people aren't like that, though.
I know. We have too many smart people.
And that's why sometimes numbers people don't need to. It's a double-edged sword, Joe. On one hand, we have a head coach, and I'm just using this as a, you know, compare and contrast. Coach Sirianni is an emotional guy. So far, in the small sampling size that we have, he's a pretty good coach. He seems like he's coming, he's dealing with a lot. I don't want to say he's coming unhinged, but he's dealing with a lot right now. And he's the type of guy that he's so emotional that he's been accused a lot of times of oversharing. And then you have somebody else on the flip side that they're a linear thinker. They're not going to let emotions get involved with anything. They're just going to think that way. You want somebody that's a little bit in the middle.
I propose this. Every team should hire a WIP listener to be part of the front office, and they get to jump in once a press conference and say, hold on a second. What are you talking about? Like yesterday with Dombrowski and Trey Turner. What are you talking about?
In that disrespectful tone, just like that?
Yes. Like a caller would say, what are you talking about? He can't play shortstop anymore. Don't give me your metrics. He works hard.
How about I propose this?
What do you have?
How about you listen to what's being said and stop being emotional? Not you. I'm just saying that's what people do. Because Terrence, for example, everybody that's called in today, they're convinced that we're going to run this back the same way it was. I didn't hear that. I mean, I know we hear what we hear. I didn't hear running it back it being the same way. I heard when he was asked some specific questions that he danced around.
He did.
And he said, hey, this person did, da, 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 da. Never once did he say, we're going to run this back the way it is. So much so that Topper said, you know, I think that, you know, we could look at changing the leadoff hitter. I think he's here.
Topper seemed more open to change.
Yes, I think that what we do as fans, because we're so emotional, sometimes you just got to sit and listen. I know it's hard to do because we hear it, because we go into press conferences and we listen to things, and if we don't hear what we want to hear immediately, we get upset.
Yes, we get the pitchforks out.
But you are expecting someone to communicate. I should be a relationships coach.
I'm not sure that's the best idea.
You know what I mean? I've had a couple divorces in my life. Most dudes that do it anyway, they've had a couple divorces, and I didn't want to tell everybody else I do it. But the point that I'm making is this. Sometimes you just have
to. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To sit back and listen to what's being said. We all don't communicate the same. We don't. You know what I've noticed about Kyle? Every time that I'm out here dropping these nuggets of wisdom, he always wants to bring up that past stuff.
A legit threat.
I don't live in the past, bro.
A legit threat.
Make it sound like it was 10 years ago.
No, I'm just saying I don't live in the past. And all I'm saying is this. Sometimes when we're communicating, we got to take the emotion out of it. Why are you
Eminominy.
Why are you running these back-to-back, though? I don't understand. Why has Asai Reddick been on four of the freaking football teams?
Take the emotion out of it, Douglas, over here.
The one.
No, you want emotion out.
I was cooking, though.
I want a WIP listener at every press conference. They're allowed to buzz in once a press conference and say, what are you talking about? Shortstop? I need him at every Philadelphia press conference.
Oh, my goodness.
He buzzes in and he says, what are you talking
about? Can't believe
I'm
the voice of reason in the midday.
We let you think that. All right. Speaking of reason, the coordinator spoke yesterday because I think they're a little more reasonable than the head coach. Let's listen to Kellen Moore on the offense and why we're not seeing as much Jalen under center as maybe we thought we would.
Lack of under center usage. Is that something that you predicted or want, or is that just based upon the way things have flowed, or is it has anything to do with Jalen's comfortability?
I think there's an element of game plan and flow with that. Obviously, there's times where under center can be very advantageous for us. Again, trying to put ourselves in the best position to be successful as far as an offense, and obviously with Jalen's ability to run, there is some components to being in the gun and the pistol that kind of keep that threat alive in some of those cases. But obviously, something that we put some time and effort into this offseason to utilize, and we'll continue to find different spaces to do that.
It sounded like he talked around it. I mean, speaking of they're not going to tell you everything we want to hear, he's not going to say in a press conference in week six, hey, I would love to run more under center. My quarterback,
but Jalen can't do it.
He stinks at it, or he doesn't want to. So he's going to have to dance around it, but it is bizarre. I mean, it's just weird considering his history showed more of that. We thought we'd see more of it. And also, Jalen said, this offense is 95% new. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
Doesn't look 95% new.
Yeah, it looks 95% the same damn offense that we ran last year.
Well, is that in response to him saying that? Like, okay, maybe that's too new.
Oh, they dialed it back.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? The same results as last year. We keep talking about the names, and they don't score many points. That's not good. All right, the other side of the coin yesterday was the defensive coordinator, and you knew he'd be asked the question after Sirianni blurted out on Sunday that he called a defensive play.
I called that play.
Well, what was that all about?
I won't tell you which one.
I won't tell you. Don't even ask. But here's Vic Fangio on that whole thing.
Nick said after the game that he made a defensive play call. First of all, what was that call, and are you okay with that?
It wasn't a defensive call. It was just a situation thing to where he just said, hey, be alert for this. He didn't call it defense.
So what was the situation then that he...
It was just when they had the ball near midfield and, you know, it was third and long. He said, hey, be alert that they may check it down or something. You know, they're trying to get him field goal range.
Yeah, Vic wasn't having any of that. Even if he did call defense, he was not letting you know that Sirianni called one of his defenses.
Oh, man, I tell you, that... Oh. Oh, that's just bad.
There's something about the end of an Eagles coach's 10-year press conferences. Kyle, this is starting to remind me of some of Doug's. Doug never did anything with the fans. That's different. But the press conferences where, like, it's almost, really? You said this? Are you sure? Are you sure you said that? You want to walk that one back?
Then all the follow-ups are like, well,
sometimes
no,
you just got to eat the turd, man. Yeah. Like, we... I know it doesn't sound like that. Kind of undermines the coach, though.
Well, of course it does.
You're looking at me like, duh. Yes, it does. Because Nick sat there, and I think that's one of the reasons why Nick decided in this press conference to slow it down.
Short talk.
Because in his mind, he probably felt like he did call that defensive play. You know? I'm reaching here a little bit.
I still don't know why he volunteered on Sunday. He called a defensive play.
Long talking.
It made no sense. It didn't fit the rest of the conversation. Oh, by the way,
I called one play.
One more thing. I called a defensive play.
Ain't gonna tell you which one it was. Nah, that's tough. But Vic could have had Coach back though, man. He could have had Coach
Vic back. Fangio does not strike me as a warm and fuzzy. I got your back guy. He strikes me as a... Excuse me?
It's like, wait a minute. I'm not going to let you take...
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.